Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed. And I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and today, why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
A crime has been committed against we the people of the United States. It involves our fellow citizens who perform this crime against us. It involves the very close friends of dictators of foreign interference countries. And friends, we talk about all of it right now.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We cannot let this happen to us. We cannot not allow these crooks, because that's what they are, to steal an election from the American people. They elected Donald Trump. They didn't elect Joe Biden.
That is the consensus of former mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani, who long before he was a politician was one of the toughest prosecutors that ever darkened the door of a courtroom. Welcome in to Kevin McCullough Radio. Friends, I'm not proud of our nation today. I am, in fact, very concerned about what we have allowed to take place. We've been asleep at the wheel. And while we were, nefarious forces have sown a seed into a system that did everything it could to take away the ability for the American people to self-determine and to, in fact, have an honest, free, and fair election. Today, after many, many days of kvetching from the media and from far left progressives on social media, saying, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? You guys don't have any evidence. Well, they were busy putting it together, as, by the way, I said all this time. By the way, my map. By the way, my map. When all of this is settled, I predict that my map for President 2020 will have been proven to be more right than people currently realize. But we'll get into that at some other point. This is not about this election. This is about the future of our nation and having any degree of confidence in what our elections stand for. We're going to go through some of the stuff that Sidney Powell produced today, but I really have to applaud Rudy Giuliani for his desire to try to get the American people and the American media establishment to actually do their job. Cut four.
There isn't a single person in this country that would have believed that we have states that are stupid enough to have our vote sent out of this country. You couldn't possibly believe that the company counting our vote with control over our vote is owned by two Venezuelans who were allies of Chavez, are present allies of Maduro, with a company whose chairman is a close associate and business partner of George Soros, the biggest donor to the Democrat Party, the biggest donor to Antifa, and the biggest donor to Black Lives Matter. My goodness, what do we have to do to get you to give our people the truth?
That's Rudy Giuliani, and that's that was his beef. In fact, during this presentation to the nation, CNN and MSNBC decided not to carry it. They decided they would not allow their networks to see what most of the rest of the news industry was carrying. And it's important that the American people do understand. So I'm going to let you hear a lot of the material, the substantive material that Sidney Powell brought forward. You may not like Rudy Giuliani. You may say, well, he's former mayor, and you may buy into the caricature of him. I don't, by the way. I spent a little bit of time with him. I've had him on the show several times recently. I think that he's just as sharp as he was when he was taking down the mob in the Southern District of New York so many years ago. But friends, you have to understand that this amount of information that they have compiled and the amount of just sworn affidavits that they have in and of themselves, which everyone is. So just a little 101 here. To have a sworn affidavit is to have the person who signs that affidavit say, under penalty of perjury, which is a felony, under penalty to myself, if I am not telling the truth, what I am going to swear to in this document is 100% true. They have more than 1,000 American citizens, some who were under the employ of the company known as Dominion, some who worked in the polling tabulation centers in Detroit and Philadelphia, some who were in these states and watched this went down. They have sworn on jail time that what they are saying is true. Now, you don't do that for any other reason than because it is true. Because if the other side can come in and poke a hole in what you say, you're going to jail. Sidney Powell, who got General Mike Flynn the verdict that he actually deserved in his case, which exposed some deep state action between the FBI, between the judge involved in the case, other things that were corrupt in that process. She's the one that stepped forward. Here's a little bit of what she presented today. Cut number five.
One of the Smartmatic patent holders, Eric Coomer, I believe his name is on the web as being recorded in a conversation with Antifa members saying that he had the election rigged for Mr. Biden, nothing to worry about here, and they were going to F Trump. His social media is filled with hatred for the president and for the United States of America as a whole, as are the social media accounts of many other Smartmatic people.
And interestingly enough, about the time that this press conference went live, Mr. Coomer had taken down all of his social media. But Rudy Giuliani said later, that's OK. We've already gotten it. We've already captured it. that evidence already exists. Sidney Powell went on to say a little bit about how the process worked. Cut six.
We have testimony of different workers admitting that they were trained how to dispose of Trump votes and add to Biden votes. The software has a feature pursuant to which you can drag and drop any number of batches of votes to the candidate of your choice or simply throw them away. So we have mathematical evidence in a number of states of massive quantities of Trump votes being trashed, just simply put in the trash like you would on your computer with any file, and Biden votes being injected.
And then she went on to say that there is evidence that despite what the elections officials across the country had said. You remember, if you've brought this up to anybody that is even slightly center left, they've pointed you to the New York Times, which had a big headline a few days ago that said election officials said cleanest election in the history of whatever. That's kind of like the used car salesman that you're buying the used car from saying he's personally inspected that the car that you're about to buy absolutely will never, ever break down. And he knows that there's nothing working inside the car. Anyway, Sidney Powell said there's evidence of some pay for play here. Cut seven.
There's evidence of different benefits being provided to the people who spent $100 million of taxpayer money at the last minute for their state to get the Dominion voting systems put in time for this election in different ways. There's one person that a lawyer told me got, quote, election insurance, meaning that he would be able to make sure he was elected. I'm sure they explained that feature in detail to many people who expressed interest in putting this voting system in.
And then she went on to say that the reason that this matters is because there is an audience that is paying attention to what is happening here. Cut eight.
The world is watching this. I have gotten multiple emails from people in other countries who watch the same pattern happen there. We have witness testimony that the same things were done in those countries as this was exported from Venezuela and by Maduro and by Mr. Chavez and by Cuba. And of course, we know China also has a substantial presence in Venezuela and substantial interest in making sure that President Trump does not continue in office. This is the consummate foreign interference in our election in the most criminal way you can possibly imagine. It must be shut down.
It must be exposed. It must be every person that's involved needs to go to jail. And friends, I am so grateful. I actually kind of think of it as a grace or as a mercy that God is showing on America right now. Because we nearly had the entire future of democracy stolen from us. Friends, when we come back, more of the evidence as it was presented by the legal team today and what's next. I'm Kevin McCullough. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this, the first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
We are going to clean this mess up now. President Trump won by a landslide. We are going to prove it, and we are going to reclaim the United States of America for the people who vote for freedom.
That's Sidney Powell coming close to showing some emotion there, and she's someone who doesn't usually. She's usually the staid, unflappable Sidney Powell. But anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. The Trump team, after a few weeks of people kind of mocking them, saying, you guys don't have anything. How come you keep saying you've got evidence, but you don't show us anything? Well, they held a major press event today. CNN and MSNBC decided not to carry it. Newsmax, One America News Network, even Fox News did carry it. And so you have now on the record, beginning as Jenna Ellis said, who also spoke, she said it's the opening statement. It's the opening salvo. It's the beginning of the trial. And what they laid out was a very broad kind of overview, kind of a picture of what they're going to be arguing. But friends, they have mountains and mountains of evidence. They have more than 1,000 sworn affidavits. And again, every one of those affidavits is someone with their signature saying, I will go to jail if I'm telling you something that is not true. It is sworn testimony. It is considered perjury if you lie on a sworn affidavit. That's how important this is. There are thousands of Americans that have stepped forward and said, I will tell the truth for what I know. And it's interesting that the mayor really took the media to task. And there's several reasons why. But one was that they just didn't tell the truth. Cut three.
And this is a disgraceful thing that was done in this country. Probably not much more disgraceful than the things these people did in office, which you didn't and don't bother to cover and you conceal from the American people. But we let this happen. You know, we use largely a Venezuelan voting machine, in essence, to count our vote. We let this happen, we're going to become Venezuela.
We cannot let this happen to us. We cannot allow these crooks, because that's what they are, to steal an election from the American people. They elected Donald Trump. They didn't elect Joe Biden. Joe Biden is in the lead because of the fraudulent ballots, the illegal ballots that were produced and that were allowed to be used after the election was over.
So, and that's what he labeled a disgrace. Friends, if you're just joining me, I'm kind of recounting for you some of the evidence that was presented by the Trump legal team in their major press event today. And you have to wonder, and I wonder, if I'm Joe Biden, if I'm Kamala Harris, do I really feel solid that my defense team, my legal team, has stuff that will refute 1,000 sworn affidavits? I think the best thing Joe Biden could do for himself at this very moment is to come to the American people and say, guys, I don't want to be president if it was achieved under ill-gotten means. Therefore, I'm joining the efforts to be truth finder in this matter. And we will go where the facts lead. That's what a president elect of honor would do. That's what somebody who has integrity would do. That's what somebody who would be willing to put the needs of the nation first would do. They would say, let's know that this is based on truth. Because what the evidence is pointing to, and you, what Rudy Giuliani said in that soundbite, you may not be aware of. Our votes were taken out of our country to be counted. The tabulations actually went to Spain, actually went to Germany, actually may have gone to China in some instances. This is done partly so that the Americans that are in on it here can say, oh, no, we didn't do anything to do this. That was all done over there. The whole plausible deniability thing. But in reality, friends, here's what happened on election night. The Trump vote was going in such an overwhelming direction for the president in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Nevada, in Arizona, and in Georgia. It was going in such an overwhelming percentage for the president that the algorithms that they had built to change the vote, to trash some of the vote, to switch votes from the president to the vice president, that the algorithm was under such duress because the vote was going so hard against what the algorithm could keep up with. That's the problem. It broke the algorithm. It, in essence, said to the little program that had been set up to cheat, it's so overwhelming, you're not going to be allowed to cheat. And what they had to do was simultaneously across those six states is shut down the votes, stop the accumulation of the votes coming in for the president. And as we've seen in Georgia, some of that included just leaving memory thumb drives out of the count altogether. He's picked up nearly 4,000 votes in Georgia over the last 2 days. That's just ones that weren't counted to begin with. That has nothing to do with the algorithm that was set, that was put into place, where he, in all likelihood, one Pennsylvania, by a conservative estimate of more than 300,000 votes. He won Michigan by a conservative estimate of more than 50,000 votes. The president's drive to get reelection, the support he had from African Americans, the support he had from Hispanics, the support he had from evangelicals, the support he had from women, the support he had from white men, the support he had from black men. In all of these demographics, he did far better than what anybody in the media said that he would do. And the momentum behind it was so enormous, it broke the algorithm. And they had to resort to physical cheating to try to catch up. That was why, after being down by 800,000 votes on election night, you saw Joe Biden with a slight lead the next day. They literally had to import hundreds of thousands of votes. Plain ballots, not ballots that had signatures on them, ballots that went unsigned, ballots that only marked the presidential race, ballots that didn't vote for any of the other races, ballots that are illegitimate, fraudulent, criminal. Friends, I am so thankful that we are where we are right now at this moment, that we have a president, regardless of whether he gets reelected or not, that's not even the focus at this point. It's about stopping the criminal takeover of our elections. Because if it had been George W. Bush or Mitt Romney or John McCain, they would have all rolled over and said, oh, I guess we lost. Friends, there's some really courageous people that are doing some very dangerous things for their own well-being right now. You should hold them in prayer tonight for the sake of America. I'm Kevin McCullough, coming back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed, and I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC.
Take one modern lady, mix with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. Senior policy analyst, Independent Women's Forum, and contributor to The Federalist, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
It is easily susceptible to fraud, particularly if you have a plan or scheme which sounds eerily similar to what Joe Biden told us a few days before the election, that he had the best voter fraud team.
Well, he did say that, and I think everybody at the time just thought there's no way he could possibly be telling the truth. Anyway, that's more of Rudolph Giuliani from earlier today. I've covered that already on today's show. We may come back to it in my final thought. But I want to turn a little bit to the other big thing that's going on, and that is the kind of re-clamp down now that we're heading into the holidays. And Kelsey Bowler is back with us. And I remember one of the most significant things that Kelsey and I covered in the last year was about a year ago. We started talking about this thing going on over in Wuhan, and I was like, come on, Kelsey, it's not going to be that big of a deal. And she was like, I'm a bit more pessimistic than you, Kev. And Kelsey, you were right. You were right all the way through. It has upended life in ways that we never saw coming. But I think it was that mother's intuition. You just had a little more like on the ball there than I did on this one.
Kevin, I'd call it more of a mother's paranoia. You always want to fear and...
I was trying to use the positive word. I was trying to go for the upside there.
I appreciate that effort. Yeah, it's about as bad as I expected it to be, although I will say I expected us to be able to get it under control faster, because we know with other serious outbreaks in the past, we have been able to isolate them to their source of origin. Of course, the reason we couldn't do that in the case of coronavirus is because China completely lied about this virus. They hid it from the WHO. They hid it from the United States. They shut down their own travel, but they enabled the virus to be imported to the United States. And really, China deserves so much blame, because this would have been bad no matter what, but it did not have to be this bad.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about that. And as we are now experiencing here in New York City, the governor and the mayor coming together, kind of odd. They never agree on anything, but they have now shut down the New York City public schools. And they just told everyone, hey, till further notice, this is the way life is. And I know that you covered some of this in the Bright email today, but the there is such good news just around the corner. I mean, we've got a whole line of therapeutics that are now working on different levels, everything from hydroxychloroquine to remdesivir to the blood plasma to the you name it. And now we've got not one but two vaccines that are coming in at very good percentages of effectiveness. And there's three more that I think are in stage three trials. Kelsey, how much longer do the citizens of this country let these politicians just shut their lives down?
Well, Kevin, when it comes to closing down schools, which I know just happened in New York City and a number of other areas across the United States, unfortunately, you know, these teachers unions and politicians are continuing to steamroll our lives despite the serious risk that we now know, thanks to research and studies, that these shutdowns are having, particularly on children. You know, there's no excuse for being able to have bars, restaurants, and other places open and not schools for our children to learn. That should be really our nation's number one priority. And it's amazing to me that these politicians are allowing the teachers' unions to steamroll them, despite the evidence that we now have that COVID infections are not spreading in schools at any rate, statistical rates that are alarming to experts. And so the left constantly lectures us about listening to the experts. Well, experts pretty much across the board agree that it is not only okay to have schools open, but they should be open, because the risk to children long-term and short-term are just too high. So I think that's a very unfortunate development. That said, I do think we're so close to a vaccine. The fact that we might have within 4 weeks some of the most vulnerable Americans, including healthcare workers and the elderly, protected through a vaccine should give us so much hope, of course, yeah, for the rest of us young and healthy folks. It will be a longer wait, but how much relief will it be next time you need to go to the doctor or even just the grocery store, knowing that, heaven forbid, if you did catch it, without knowing, you wouldn't be spreading it to the most vulnerable?
No, I think that is positive on every level. And friend, she goes into more detail in today's Bright email. And if you haven't gotten it, you should be getting it. Getbrightemail.com is where you can subscribe to that. Kelsey contributes to the Daily Signal and to the Heritage Foundation and to the Federalist and a lot of other things. But she edits that email on Thursday, and it is always packed with great information. And of course, she's doing a great job with the Independent Women's Forum. Kelsey, always appreciate your time. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, a different perspective on the virus with Dr. Douglas Howard. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem, in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to we've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this, the first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now, 888-342-1010? It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Everywhere I go.
News about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Getting the data exactly on the nose of 3.00%. We wanted to make sure it was 100% accurate. There was time spent confirming that. There was time spent working with the state on what it would mean, what the next steps would be.
I don't even know if Big Bird knows what he's talking about there. That's Mayor de Blasio. He's trying to justify, on some level, the rationale for why he and the governor took the action that they did today. First time they've done something unified in a long time, by the way. But they have shut down the New York City schools, and we are dealing with that on a lot of different levels. Here to discuss from a health and wellness perspective, Dr. Douglas Howard, the founder, originator of Balance of Nature and Fruits and Veggies, who have made a huge impact in my life. They power this segment. They power my life. I strongly endorse them and hope that you will get on them as well, because good things will happen. But, Doc, it's always good to have you with us. So we've got kids now that have been told, till further notice, they will not be allowed to go back to school in the New York City school systems. A lot of the suburbs, by the way, and the McCullough kids fall in this category. Those school systems seem to be doing a good job. We have not had, I think we've had maybe 3 or 4 cases across a 6,000 school district, 6,000 school student district. But we've stayed open. They are doing the every other day, and IEPs are getting to go every day. So we feel kind of fortunate in where we're at. But in New York City, you've got a lot of single parent households that this is going to now impact their ability to work and do those things as well. And I just think that stress is on its way back, that may be doing more harm to us than the virus is. Your thoughts?
Well, number one, let's stop and take a deep breath, because that's what I have to do when I start hearing this stuff. And I have to just really come back and try and find some sanity in this, because it's not sane. And the sad thing to me about it is, you know, if they wouldn't fight school vouchers so hard, for example, mm-hmm. then people who can't afford to go to the public system would then at least have a voucher to assist them to be able to put their kids in private schools, like
most of which who are open, by the way.
Yeah, most of which these politicians have their kids in.
Yeah,
they're not
true.
Worried about it. And you know, I just wish there was some sanity to it. The other thing that from what hearing that of this that is very sad that causes stress to people is when you say until further notice. I mean, we were going to have income tax until further notice too, 50 years ago. But my point with it is just this. I don't want to sound radical in this because I'm not. But as soon as you take that in and you comprehend it, we just have to accept what we can't change because we're not over the school system. So just sit back and go, okay, this is what I am going to deal with. And this isn't so bad. Find the positives in it because stress is one of the number one killers of your immune system. It requires energy to deal with stress. And please, everybody, just don't let this part stress you out. Mm. It's just, we're going to deal with it. Find the positives in it. Find the joy in your children. Find ways and means and ways to get closer, to make your relationship stronger. But do not let it expend useless energy.
That is well said. And as we have been discussing in recent weeks, that energy is all important to keeping the immune system fired up. By the way, friends, one of the greatest benefits that I've personally seen from the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies is that I do have much better energy levels because of the energy that's captured and part of those fruits and veggies. And as they get into your system, releasing all of that. In fact, Doc, I've had to be more out with people in public. I was with Pastor Dave Watson on Staten Island on Sunday. His church is now able to meet. They're doing three services, but it's, you know, they've got everything distanced and they've got pullover plastic seat covers for the seats that the people can put down and then take with them after that service. And but as I am out with the public more, I'm boning up on fruits and veggies. Like every time I'm headed out the door, I'm like, okay, here's 10 fruits and veggies. Boom, I got it in my system. Now, it's not going to, you know, necessarily protect me if I get exposed to something that is harmful. I'm going to be, if I come across it, I might have not the ability to necessarily fight it off. But I know one thing, I'm going to get through it faster and better because of it.
And it reduces your risk.
Yeah.
You know, just if you wear your seatbelt, does it guarantee you won't get in a car accident? No, but it reduces your risk of injury.
Right.
And the same way, when we give our body the proper elements, it reduces our risk and it helps us heal faster. And you have to look at all three aspects of the health triad. You've got to look at your stress levels. That's the spiritual, mental, emotional side. You've got to deal with the chemistry. Stop feeding it bad chemistry and start feeding it as much good chemistry as possible. Yeah. Chemistry, I mean nutrition.
Right.
That nutrition is just chemistry. And bad chemistry is things like fast food.
Yeah.
And physical activity. You have to have physical activity. And, you know, we're all going to come through this. And until they decide how this is going to be handled and what's going to be done, I'm not saying it's nothing, but I am saying relax a little bit.
Don't let it ruin. Don't let it run your life.
Well, let me give you a quick example.
Sure.
It's like if somebody gets cold sores easily or fever blisters, whatever you want to call it, they always come out in times of stress from the sun, a physical stress or your first date or the prom or something. That's when they pop out. And because you get stressed and then the virus can come out. Don't get stressed. Don't let your immune system down.
Well, I think that's a good word. And friends, as there are so many of you that are dealing with kids that are now not going to be allowed to go to school, at least between probably now and the end of the year, take this under advisement. Set aside some times to de-stress. Think about ways that you can create less stress for your kids who are probably stressing out about the not being at school too. And a key part of that, I know that will help you as it has helped me. In fact, you know, if you go into any gym or any place now, they're saying, do you have symptoms? And symptoms could be a runny nose. It could be a slight cough. It could be anything. Friends, I used to get bronchitis every time the weather changed. And I, because I'm taking the fruits and veggies, I don't get that. I don't have those symptoms. So I'm not in danger of being, you know, called out as a fake COVID case either.
I love that. Every time you sneeze, it's not COVID. Yeah. It was just a little tickle in my nose.
That's right. Anyway, so call them today, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Get 35% off and free shipping on your preferred order. Doc, always appreciate your insights. Thanks for reminding us today.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, back. Don't go away.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey showed that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues, such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit Ancestry.com/health.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
These affidavits are really part of the public record. You're concealing them, you're covering them up, and our role here is to do your job because you don't do it.
That's Rudy Giuliani chastising the media because he's exactly right. In the last 2 weeks, you've had, if you've listened to Kevin McCullough, you've had some of this information be brought to you as it has begun to be released and little snips and tidbits of it had been let out. And it had never been organized and presented the way they organized it and presented it today. But now the media will have to cover this. There will have to be stories that will have to look into the facts of what happened here. And from CNN and MSNBC and everyone that's on the take, Jake Tapper, Amanda Carpenter, Joe Scarborough, I don't care who. You did the nefarious job of not reporting the facts and the news. You should lose your job. You should lose your audience. You should be out of jobs. Thank you for choosing to come to Kevin McCullough Radio and to be ready to inform yourself on a daily basis, because I feel like we're one of the ones that have done it right. Basically, here's what happened in a nutshell today. Our election was, for the first time, it was shown to us that our election was run by voting machines and software that were not American. They were from Canada and Venezuela that were unsecure. Those machines, those software, they were all unsecure. The votes were counted in Germany and Spain. And the senior leadership at Dominion and at Smartmatic are aligned with George Soros, Antifa, Hugo Chavez, and Maduro. some of the worst elements in all of American society, some of the thugs that have been threatening and terrorizing our very cities. It is the most criminal of the criminal, the most dangerous of the dangerous, that had launched this incredible crime against America. Friends, it's the greatest crime. Since our founding, I cannot remember a time in which so great a fraud, so great a disgrace has been attempted against the American people. And friends, I just don't see how, if we had let this go, that free elections would have ever been something that we could have counted on in America ever again. I don't care who wins the presidency at this point. I want this corruption ferreted out. This is more important to me than a single presidential cycle or a session of Congress. This is the nature and defining moment of American character, and it has been brutally attacked by people that need to go to jail. I'm Kevin McCullough.